Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. In Bangladesh, at least 16 people have died, including the pilot of the aircraft, as a Bangladesh Air Force training jet crashed into Milestone College campus. Local media reported it, quoting a National Burn Institute official, Professor Mohammad Saidur Rahman. Our correspondent in Dhaka reported that a Bangladesh Air Force F-7 aircraft crashed into a building of the college at around 1:30 p.m. Bangladesh Army and Fire Service has begun rescue operations. For more updates, we now go over to our Dhaka correspondent, Naval Sankarma. Naval, what's the latest that you have on the Air Force plane crash in Dhaka?
Yes, almost all the people from the incident site have been rescued and shifted to the different hospital in Dhaka. But according to the latest report, the figure of a person who lost their life is now 19. And many of them are children, and over 100 people got burn injury, and they are also under treatment in the various hospitals of Dhaka.
Right. Thank you so much, Naval, for that update. Parliament has passed the Bills of Lading Bill 2025, with the Rajya Sabha approving it today. The Lok Sabha has already passed the legislation in March this year. It aims to update and simplify the legal framework for shipping documents. It will replace the Indian Bills of Lading Act 1856. A bill of lading refers to a document issued by a freight carrier to a shipper. It contains details including the type, quantity, condition, and destination of goods being carried. Replying to a debate on the bill in the Rajya Sabha, Union Minister of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Sarbanand Sonowal, said that after the Modi government came to power in 2014, the vision plan of the ministry was developed, under which Sagarmala program was undertaken, and more than 805 projects have been identified. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day amid protests by opposition parties over various issues. The opposition members were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor. Meanwhile, the Business Advisory Committee was held at Parliament to decide on the agenda of discussion. Earlier, the Parliamentary Affairs Minister, Kiran Rijiju, said that the government is ready for discussion. Echoing the same view, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh also said that the government is ready for discussion on any issue. Earlier, the lower house paid tributes to the victims of the Pahalgam terror attack and the people who lost their lives in the Air India AI-171 plane crash. Earlier, addressing the media outside Parliament this morning ahead of the session, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed hope that the session will be productive and filled with enriching discussions which will strengthen the country's democracy. The Prime Minister said during Operation Sindoor, Indian soldiers achieved their objective with 100% success, demolishing the masterminds behind terrorism in their hideouts.
इस सत्र के दरमियान भारत की सैन्य शक्ति को बल मिलेगा, प्रोत्साहन मिलेगा, देशवासियों को प्रेरणा मिलेगी और सैन्य क्षेत्र में जो रिसर्च, इनोवेशन और मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हो रहे हैं, मेड इन इंडिया डिफेंस इक्विपमेंट बन रहे हैं, उसको भी एक बल मिलेगा.
Several members of Parliament today submitted a memorandum to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla to remove Justice Yashwant Verma. A total of 145 Lok Sabha members have signed the impeachment motion against Justice Verma under Articles 124, 217 and 218 of the Constitution. Meanwhile, Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today said that he has received a motion for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma. He said a motion for removal of Justice Yashwant Verma has been signed by more than 50 members of Rajya Sabha. Employees Provident Fund Organization has recorded the highest ever net addition of 20.06 lakh members in May this year. The figure marks the highest recorded addition since payroll data tracking began in April 2018. And IMT has issued a red alert for very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall in Jammu and Kashmir and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department has also issued an orange alert for heavy rainfall in South Odisha, Jharkhand and Chhattisgarh today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.